Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet or satellite, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all those roughnecks, and everybody that's working in the oil industry around the country, around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook. Sign up there, like the page, and we'll slip you over there in the chat room, and you can talk to us over there in the Facebook chat room. All righty. Kyle Warren is a professor of politics, is here with us. How about saying the pledge for the second time? You ready?
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the Federal Reserve is expanding their lending to more cities and counties, and Senator Mitch McConnell said that he could foresee some further aid to the states and the cities. In the meantime, Nancy Pelosi and her Democrats are preparing what's called a CARES 2 bill for debate by May the 4th, because they want another shot similar to the first one, with another stimulus given to the people and whatnot, and expanded unemployment. And they're also talking about, are you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. They're also talking about a guaranteed income.
Wow. Well, you know, that's, it's interesting again that, you know, they're trying to come back again to try to implement basically, you know, what they think their vision of America should be.
Socialism.
And, that's right. And using this crisis to piggyback those kinds of things. And in fact, you know, we've already had these different bills that have already come up. And, you know, even she even got a little testy, even with CNN's Jake Tapper, about the nature of these bills and what was going to be coming next. And when asked if, you know, that they had made any kind of mistakes with the other bills and not getting through what they wanted, she kind of took him to task a little bit, and I think showed some of the frustration, that the Democrats must be feeling, because what they're trying to produce in terms of, like you said, the socialist ideas, but also trying to turn the American people against, number one, our fundamental economic system, but also against the president in general, isn't really working as well as they thought it might. And so she's going to trumpet CARES 2, and, oh, we were always trying to help the small business. Well, you're not helping the small business, Speaker Pelosi, when you don't, you drag your feet so long.
Wait till you hear this one. To tell you that the younger people in America have not been brainwashed, all you got to do is look at the college campuses, and here's why. A class action lawsuit was filed yesterday which had to do with the universities. Now, here's the quote. Disruptions to the quality of education and experience of student life amid the coronavirus pandemic has upset us as we are no longer able to complete our education without being under extreme duress. This was what led students to take legal action against universities all across the country yesterday, suing them because they weren't getting their education.
Well, I don't think
Where'd that come up from?
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's sort of a snowflakey kind of thing, but
of course it is.
Yeah, it. But again, you know, the universities are in the same boat as public schools and even, you know, private education. You know, what would they have been able to do given the orders of shutdown and all the requirements and all these things? This thing has befallen so many people, and it's not the university's fault. In fact, the universities, or colleges in general, I'll say, they are scrambling to try to figure out how they're going to make things work even in the fall. And you know, Captain, we're seeing a lot of information come in about young people who may even take a gap year. They may have already been accepted to colleges, and they're going to step back and say, "I'm going to wait a year and see how all this sort of pans out."
Uh-huh.
So I wonder where these lawsuits will go. Only insofar as that the universities had to take measures to separate people; otherwise, they could be sued for creating the environment where you got coronavirus.
I don't know, but I see Dan and Man's calling in. It's the time that we're going to take a break. So Dan, you just hang on the telephone line there for a little bit, and I'll get back to you here in a second. But there's a special announcement I have to make here, and I'm going to do it in my best voice. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is the Reverend Al Sharpton, and I just want you to know that I'm helping my friend Joe, Big Joe, and I'm going to help him pick a running mate so he gets a sufficient running mate for his campaign. I heard that yesterday when he made that announcement in his gruffy voice, and I just wanted to, I don't know what I wanted to do, but I'll tell you what, you talk about, phew, Reverend Al Sharpton is advising Joe Biden on his choice who he should pick for running mate.
Well, I just say there's probably a lot of other people who might be able to advise Joe Biden on the running mate, but I think, Captain, that even so, the DNC is going to have a lot to say because they're looking if they would be able to win, and that's still a long shot.
Well, the first choice was Stacey Abrams, and the second one was Kamala Harris by him.
Well, right. Well, again, The DNC is not going to be happy with you.
No. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're going to bring Dan DeMann, the professor emeritus, into the mix here, too. And when we come back, we got to talk about the food supply and the ranchers. They're upset. And we had a gun decision made yesterday that wasn't really a decision, but I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And kudos to my buddy Wayne Allyn Root for organizing a great big rally in Las Vegas, Nevada. They had several thousand people attend that rally. They had several hundred vehicles that were in a convoy that went to the state office building in Las Vegas where the governor has his offices, and the mayor of Las Vegas was with them. They drove around, they had a rally, and they told the governor, we want our city and our state open, and we'll see what happens. Reopen Nevada, but it's reopened America. Now, this portion of the program, my conversations with Kyle Warren and Professor Dan DeMann, when he comes in here in just a minute, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, you can trot on over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you are over there, make sure that you check out the little tutorial that's right there and take a look at the tutorial that's there, the little video, and it'll tell you all about how things are made, and how it's natural, and how the product can work for you. Now, Relief Factor has a 3-week quick start, and if you're in pain, any kind of pain, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or pain in general, then you need to go over there and check out the 3-week quick start. The website again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Alrighty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's bring in the professor emeritus, Dan DeMann. Okay, Dan DeMann, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about a lot of things, and obviously the food chain right now is something that I just wanted to get out there. There's ranchers that are killing chickens because they got nowhere to send them to. No purveyors are open right now. Pigs, same thing. They're debating on what to do with the pigs. And also, we've got Tyson, which has got three major plants that are three major plants that happen to be closed. And we've got Smithfield over in Virginia that they've had COVID over there, and they've closed down one of their big plants over there. So we're starting to get a shortage of food. And I'm not sure, but didn't you say that you didn't, there was a shortage of meats in one of your stores or something like that?
Oh, yeah, at Kroger's, this was Friday. They only allow you to buy two packets of anything. You know, you got three kids and yourself, there's four people, but you could only buy two, so set my daughter in. But, yeah, it was real slim last week, and I've heard a lot of people up here, you know, comment on that. And you forgot one other thing. The dairy farmers are dumping milk in their fields.
Yeah.
So I knew this would happen. I thought it would happen a little sooner than it has. So it's getting scary now. When you start messing with the food, you know you're in serious problems.
Uh-huh.
Well, if these restaurants still open up, I don't know how they're going to be resupplied anytime soon, because this is going to take a long time to grow your way out of.
Well, they're going to have to change the way they're operating, because, again, you're going to see things. And let me get my little sheet here, and I'll read it exactly the way it says. According to the CDC recommendations, no more buffets, salad bars, or drink stations in the restaurants.
You know, a lot of that was to cut down on the cost at the restaurant.
Labor.
That cut down on the labor cost. Exactly. You know, I guess it's true what Joseph Stalin used to joke with about the United States. He used to say the United States is the only country that could afford communism, and we're proving it right now. The Democrats in Congress, all these spending bills, they want more. I think Trump's going to cave on bailing out the blue states. I just find it, where are we getting this money?
We're printing it.
I think we got it bad now.
We're printing it.
You know, we finally lift the national emergency. We finally lift all the quarantines.
May the 28th.
Whatever. Yeah, and you're going to find out nobody's got any money. This isn't going to be a V recovery. And the Democrats can play this both ways. What was his fault? And if it goes well, it was us. It was our leadership, not his.
But Nancy wants to put in a guaranteed minimum income for the country, whether you work or not.
That's been discussed theoretically for freaking years.
I know, but now they think they have the opportunity.
Right, and it would be sunsetted for 4 months to see how it would work. I don't even want to see it done for a day. You know, you start paying people more, you know, on this than they would working. You could see where this is going.
Yeah, let me bring Kyle in for a minute here. Kyle, was it California where they were going to be using drones, or they are using drones and artificial intelligence cameras to track social distancing, to limit, the distances, or to make sure people were keeping their distances? Was that California?
I'm not sure if it was California or not, but I have seen reports about drones that can take people's temperatures from quite a distance. And then businesses may be looking at AI with their security cameras, that they would be able to recognize, you know, a person, basically, and if they're not spaced out far enough.
Well, what's the beach in California that we were talking about the other day? Was that they call it Muscle Beach or something? Where's that?
Well, I know Huntington Beach was pretty crowded.
They had a drone up in the air flying over the people, telling them, with a speaker they had in the drone, telling them that they had to spread out.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. But, yeah, but see, that's the thing. I mean, this could be the new reality, and people will no doubt see it as a Big Brother-style reality.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese are doing the same thing. You know, I went to one of these drone things a year ago. They've got drones now police departments can buy that can fire off the three rubber bullets.
It's better than that. China gave them some of these drones, gave them the drones free.
And the thing you need is the thing that we cannot depend on for its loyalty, and that's Google. Google's behind a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't work with the U.S. Department of Defense, but they love working with the PLA. Now, you tell me they're an American company. You tell me they're an American corporation.
Well, how about YouTube? The doctors that put together that protest video about the fact that we were being duped with the sheltering in place and all that stuff, and that we needed to get out and be in the outdoors and get some sunlight and all that sort of stuff. And they put a video up to that effect on YouTube, and it was removed by YouTube because it went against the World Health Organization.
This is one time that when you talk like I do, you don't end up sounding like a right-wing kook, because it's out there now. Everybody is seeing this. It was Venice Beach where they had that one drone. But what that's kind of a good example, because Newsom's part of the resistance, and now you're seeing the average person being part of the rebellion. So right now you got a rebellion versus the resistance. It's almost like a civil war.
Well, Fox called it red. Fox called it red versus blue.
Well, that's very good too. But this, I think, accurately describes what's going on more than the color coding. And you know, he's gonna bail him out. If Trump bails out these blue states, I'm not voting at all this year. Because it's going to be worse than what people think. And now you see the food supply, and I'm not saying, you know, go out and buy bottled water and stock your closets up full of stuff, but it's almost to that point. And we're going to look at a lot of devastation once this lifts. We're not seeing yet.
Now, do you fly in an airplane?
I do.
Do you fly JetBlue?
I've flown JetBlue before.
Well, if you fly JetBlue from now on, you're going to be wearing a face mask on the aircraft.
I see the new aircraft seating arrangements, too, where you have to face each other. You're 6 feet apart. So one person will be facing the front of the plane. The other side will be facing the back of the plane. It's screwy as can be.
Yeah.
I fly to Tampa nonstop. It's usually Allegiant, Frontier, or Southwest. Those are the three I do. And then this spring, I call the show so much because I have nobody to talk to. Usually I got a couple of classes full of people. But this year, it's completely different. I haven't flown anywhere. I belong to a couple of national boards, plus the one for the Fed. And, you know, I was supposed to go to Washington in March for the annual economic political science B for high school students. Well, that was canceled. You know, I've been right here for basically since January.
Bobby, being there until football season.
I'm kind of going crazy like everybody else.
All right. Well, I got to let you go because we're coming up on the break here. But Kyle, we'll bring you back in. And Dan, thanks a lot for participating.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, Kyle, let's go back here because I want to mention one thing here. Oil yesterday, the bottom dropped out of oil again. West Texas crude starts today at $12.78 a barrel. Brent crude went down below $40 a barrel, $19.99. Gasoline, 65 cents a gallon. Diesel down to 61 cents a gallon. Holy cow.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. They were pressured because the USO oil fund is selling off its contracts for June delivery. Yeah.
All righty. Well, you're going to get cut up by the computer. I'll tell everybody how to hear you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Folks, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. When we come back, our first military veterans news segment coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better.
Taking a look now at your money, investors seeing green on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 358 points to close at 24,133. The NASDAQ up 95. The S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of our first edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to serve you. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that starting up in May, both campuses will be alive and well and kicking, and they'll be back in operation again. And you can call them after you listen to what they have to say, and I'll give you all that information. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one happens to be right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, both of their campuses are shut down at the moment. They have been since the COVID-19 started in, but they're going to be opening in May, and they're going to be starting classes again. Now, if you want to find out more about them and find out what a lucrative career as an aviation maintenance tech could do for you, job security is the understatement of the year. But you can start out as a 40-hour-a-week person on the clock, and you can make yourself about $60,000 the first year. No problem. You might be able to make more, depending on if you're able to get overtime. Or you can certainly make more if you wind up going overseas to one of the countries in the Middle East or Southeast Asia or maybe even Europe. You'll make more money. Now, keep in mind, the website for the National Aviation Academy is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And you can ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, whichever one is the better one for you to go to. So, give them a call, take the tour, see what they're all about, and see if you can be an aviation maintenance tech. 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, now, the Navy's top brass, Chief of Naval Operations, reportedly want the fired Theodore Roosevelt commanding officer restored to his command. Now, Navy leadership recommended on Friday that Captain Brent Crozier, the recently fired commanding officer of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, be reinstated to his prior command. Now, the Navy is holding up because of the investigation still going on as to the COVID-19 epidemic and how it got on that ship and ran rampant is the way that it did. Also, the Pentagon, an issue that risks damage to the F-35's tail section if the aircraft needs to maintain supersonic speeds, is not worth fixing and will instead be addressed by changing the operating parameters, according to the F-35 Joint Program Office. Now, the Navy hospital ship sent to relieve stress on New York City hospitals at the height of the pandemic is discharging, transferring its last 12 patients. They are getting ready to leave New York and go back to Virginia, to their port. They provided what help they could while they were there. Actually, the ship really wasn't needed. And six U.S. troops have filed a class action suit alleging the Pentagon is blocking their ability to use an expedited process to become naturalized U.S. citizens. Don't know what that's all about, but I guess we'll find out about it as soon as we see what the suit's involved. And West Point, the United States Military Academy at West Point, intends to test all their cadets returning to graduate in June for the COVID-19 virus, using two new Gen Expert devices procured after the Academy established a planning group in mid-March to determine how the process would work. Now, when it comes to what's going on overseas, the coronavirus case numbers are dropping at bases in Japan right now, and that's a good thing because the coronavirus case numbers are falling. And it tells us that the worst is over in Japan at the moment. In addition, as I explained a second ago about the Chief of Naval Operations wanting to reinstate the commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt to his aircraft carrier, the unprecedented decision to reinstate Crozier would actually be a rebuke to the former Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley, and the top Pentagon leaders reportedly are currently split on the next steps as to what to do with Captain Crozier. But I believe that he will probably be reinstated, since if that's what the Chief of Naval Operations wants, then that's what he'll get. And the President has also inadvertently weighed in and said that he wouldn't have a problem with this happening either. Now, with the services reporting 3,919 cases of COVID-19 amongst the troops Defense Department data released shows a third consecutive week where cases grew by roughly 1,000. So that's remaining constant. In addition, with limited supplies of coronavirus tests available, the Pentagon is focusing first on testing those performing duties deemed most vital to national security. And the U.S. Defense Department is slowly but surely whittling down the number of F-35 technical problems with the fighter jet program's most serious issues, decreasing from 13 to 7 over the past year. In addition, the Army Corps of Engineers has sprung into action in response to the coronavirus. They fanned out all across the country to convert dozens of conference centers, dorms, and hotels into makeshift hospitals in the Herculean aid effort for American cities, the scale of which we've never seen before. And the U.S. Navy last week watched a single-seat Russian Sukhov Su-35 Flanker-E come within 25 feet of a P-8 Poseidon reconnaissance aircraft while at high speed and inverted, causing wake turbulence and putting the U.S. pilots and crew at grave risk over the Mediterranean Sea. Official protests have been launched, not sure what's going to happen. Also, President Donald Trump announced his intent to nominate Sean Manasco as the Air Force Undersecretary. We'll see what happens there. And some internet providers at U.S. military bases are slashing the overage fees of providing free service to troops in lockdown or quarantine due to the coronavirus right now. In addition, the Department of Defense has had unusual visitors to their facilities, looking at computers, looking at different things that are going on, making sure that everything is working the way it's supposed to, because there have been problems with the computers. I mentioned the unemployment computers were on the blitz again yesterday. And that also goes along with the IRS computers over the weekend that were shut down so that they could get them back online operating the way they needed to be. Now, somebody asked me about the checks. And the stimulus checks, and people still, some of them still haven't gotten their checks. I know there's another series of checks going out this Friday. That would be the 1st of May. We had another series come out before that, the 24th. May 1st. We had the 24th of April, we had checks come out. So maybe your check is in the midst here for the 1st of May if you haven't already got it. And I would say if you don't have your check by, especially those of you on Social Security, if you don't have your check by the time your next Social Security check comes out, then you need to get a hold of the IRS, go online, you can't call them, go online and get someone to work with you to help you to fill out that information, get your bank information, all that stuff in there, make sure they have it, because everybody on Social Security is getting a check. I'll be right back with our Truckers Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind.
Junkie song, bringing you out here this hour of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot and Pie J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And by the way, the largest truck stop chain in the country, Pilot Travel Centers, Flying J Truck Stops. They are open and ready to serve you, the American trucker. Need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need food? Got it. Where they have the shops where they have oil changes and tires and this, that, and the other, get all that done, too. Where they have the truck washes, get that done there, too. Now, keep in mind that the pilots have always got the parking lot there. So even if you just need a place to pull over and need to take your break, that's the place to do it. Just pull in the parking lot and take your 10-hour break or whatever you need to do, and you're all set to go. All right. Now, a heat wave of above normal temperatures and possible record high temperatures between 105 and 115 degrees are expected the rest of the work week all across California, the Great Basin, and southwest portions to the central and southern plains. Now, if you're traveling along I-40 or I-10 or I-8, you are certainly coming out of California. You are going to be in some scorching hot temperatures. I-10, you're going to be in it all the way to New Mexico, right there to the state line, I-10 and I-8, to where they converge over there in Arizona. Phoenix, you got it. Tucson, you got it. Kingman, Arizona, you got it. Nogales, Arizona, you got it. Barstow all the way up to Las Vegas, temperatures really, really, really setting record temperatures up there today. Out there in the valley, out east of Ontario, headed to the state line, you've got the warm temperatures there as well. Now, there is some wind tonight from Reno down towards the Sierra Nevada mountains, going right through the mountaintops there right now, Lake Tahoe too, on down through the California-Nevada state line. You got a little bit of what looks like scattered rain again from about Battle Mountain all the way to Wendover. And rain in the central part of Montana tonight. Winds in the northeastern corner of Montana. You've got North Dakota, the southwest corner. Winds over there. Winds in Rapid City, South Dakota, as well as halfway across South Dakota. You've got a fire watch advisory tonight for most of Nebraska and the western, northwestern part of Kansas and the southern part of Colorado. From I-25 west, straight over to Utah, you've got a fire watch there in those mountains in southwestern Colorado. And then you got another portion of weather because a cold front is going to be arriving into the plains and Mississippi Valley. It's likely going to produce severe thunderstorms with large to very large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and a few tornadoes. Now, if you're coming along I-40, Oklahoma, I-20, Texas, from about from about Dallas east, if you're coming along I-10 from about San Antonio east, and you're going into Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, certainly I already said Oklahoma, probably Missouri too along I-44. Be careful. Keep your eyes on the sky and pay attention to your weather radio because you could be running into some really bad weather today. Conditions are ripe with the cold and the warm fronts coming together, and you know what happens there. Now, we've got a weird scenario going on right now up in Wisconsin, because the entire eastern half of Wisconsin is under a heavy fog advisory right now. And Green Bay, all the way down to the Illinois line, just north of Chicago, you've got fog and lots of it. The western part of Michigan, you've got fog there and lots of it. And you've got some frost in the mountains of North Carolina tonight. You've also got some frost along the southeastern part of Pennsylvania and New York and Connecticut. And looks over towards Rhode Island as there's some cooler temperatures there. And that's what the highway and byway report's looking like right now for tonight. Now, certainly I don't see any snow in the mix, which is different than last night. But I do see bad weather, so be advised that there could be some tornadoes in the middle part of the country, especially if you're traveling Oklahoma east on I-40 or I-20, I-30, I-44, right in that area again, which is seems to be getting a lot of it here lately for some strange reason. Now, Pilot and Flying J is the place to go. You need a place to park. pilots, the travel centers, flying J's, the truck stops, pull on in there. Be able to get anything that you need to have. Need a shower, need to get your laundry done, need to get a truck service. If there's a service of a facility at that particular place, and you can obviously get it done. Same with a truck stop, truck wash, rather. You meet haulers that need to get your trailers washed out. They're still doing what they're doing there. So there you go. Alrighty, let's jump on onto the telephone line here. We've got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. I saw the video, or, well, not the video. Yeah, I did see the video. But I also saw the interview on Fox with these two doctors that were talking about the opinion that they had about things compared to the World Health Organization. And wouldn't you know that YouTube took the video that they had on YouTube off and said it violated their rules because they were going with the World Health Organization guidelines and not anything that anybody was challenging them with. So you saw that too, right?
Yep.
So where are we going with that?
Nothing you can do. I mean,
First Amendment?
It does not apply.
Okay, because that's a private service. Is that what it is?
Private company. The First Amendment only applies to government. It doesn't apply to private business.
Okay.
So you know, the only thing you can do is put pressure on them, like, shame on you. You know, the whole point of social media is to collaborate, to learn from each other, you know, whether things are true or false or, you know, theories or whatever. And you know, social media, YouTube, which is obviously Google, you know, takes it upon themselves to, you know, be the truth-sayers.
Why are the Democrats pushing so hard right now to allow more voting by mail in November? Why are they pushing so hard on it?
Because it worked in California so well. You know, it was, you know, that's, I mean, California did have an awful lot of conservative Republican enclaves out there in the state, and ballot harvesting works so well out there, they want to continue to do it.
And it's legal in California, it's legal in Arizona, it's not legal in any other state yet.
Okay.
Because they got caught in Georgia with their hands in there, you know what, and they got caught in Florida, South Florida, trying to do it there. They got caught.
Well, I will tell you this. The person that's really behind this is Eric Holder.
Right.
Well, let's not forget that. He's still out there being dangerous.
Well, he was dangerous to begin with. All right, well, we'll see where all this goes, but it's pretty obvious that they think that they've got the winning hand there with all of that stuff. But the people are onto this. They realize that what they tried with the voter harvesting is not going to work this time around. So hold that thought. Let me come back, folks, after the top of the hour news. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, New York Governor Cuomo clamped down a little bit more on the state. Said, nope, we're going to shut things down even more. We'll see how that all works out. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.